It is time for us to be joined by Thorin Christendotter from Main Street Magazine. Of course, you can find Main Street Magazine for free pickup throughout the tri-state region. Also, they have their companion website, mainstreetmag.com. And on a Tuesday morning, we speak with Thorin. Good morning, Thorin. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, even though I'm cold.
See, I love this weather.
You see, that's the whole thing. Most people look at me like, you're crazy. But warm, hot weather to me means you wear less. And for some reason, my knees and my shoulders, you know, at 69 feel better. Now, if it's cool and humid, I'm in big trouble. Mm-hmm. But it's if you get warm and humidity together, it's not like my body is reborn again. So, but you take what you get.
This is true.
If I could have a second house, it would be definitely in a warm climate. Mm-hmm. Maybe even Belize. I don't know. It must be warm in Belize. Belize sounds like it's a warm area.
Just head to the equator, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, let us take a look at Main Street Magazine and all the different articles. I read with interest and with humor your article, Southern New England by Contrast.
Mm-hmm.
And
Ian,
I think it's a great article because at my first look, I thought, oh, it's going to be, you know, they're going to go on all the great places in Southern New England. No, it's contrasting our great area with other areas.
In particular, out west Nevada area where he, Ian's an avid outdoorsman. And so this is he went out there in, I believe, March, it said. And he pokes fun, and the parts that you chuckle at is just to get the HE double hockey sticks out of here in this winter when we were all sick and tired of it and the rain, as he says. So he booked a flight to Vegas and was there for about a day, and then he drove to a park. I don't have it in front of me here which one it is, but he went hiking there, and he shares the story of that and how, by contrast, it is out there.
If I ever retire and get a second house, it'll be in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
The weather is decent there almost all the time. You're not allowed to grow grass, so you put in fake grass, so you don't have to mow grass if you've got a compound. If you want to see professional football, you got professional football. You've got professional hockey. If you want to go into the city, you can go into the city. I think that would be my preferable choice now, if I was going to retire, would be to Las Vegas.
There's no humidity there. You like the humidity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I could afford Las Vegas much more than Palm Springs.
Okay. Well, it sounds great right about now.
I'm not shooting too high with Las Vegas and Palm Springs, but I don't think I'm ever going to own a second house in either of those locations, but one must dream in life to move forward.
Correct.
All right. Now, what's your story on Second Saturday out of Kent?
Regina spoke to the fine folks there and learned all about it and shares with us, first of all, what it is and then gives a lineup of what they have. But the Second Saturday at the the Kent Barns there, they have a great event. And Regina, in her article, outlines some of the folks, you know, the music and the vendors who come. But it's not just, you know, you can go and buy flowers and cheese, but it's a great gathering point and just a lot of fun.
Kent is, you know, the two towns where you can really go have a lot of fun in on the weekends, Kent and Millerton. I'll include Great Barrington in there too, but Great Barrington's much more bigger and longer established. But Kent, there's something about Kent and there's something about Millerton that it's a slower pace, but they just have a lot of things going on in those towns. I have to laugh here. You've got a story on peonies, and
we do.
The first I ever heard of peonies mm-hmm. is there's a local vendor that produces vodka, peony vodka.
Yes,
that's the first I ever heard of the flower. Honest to gosh, I probably have seen them before, but that's the first I ever heard of it. And from reading your article, I'm a little embarrassed. There are more than, I guess, 30 recognized species of peonies.
I didn't know that either, so don't feel too bad. But yes, Palm, or who is also our proofreader, is an avid gardener, and so in the last issue, she also had some flower articles, and this month it's focused on peonies, but she's going with the season about what is coming into bloom. So this was for June, peonies were coming into bloom. And so she gives some tips, it gives some background information, and just talks about the flower a bit and her experience with it.
It's a pretty interesting article, and so I learned something about peonies. You see, if you read something and you investigate it, you can learn a little something to put it away. So all of a sudden, you never know when people ask me all the time when they come to my house, you know, what flowers I have at the house. I have no idea. I know I call Roaring Oaks florist every year, and it starts in the summer, actually in the spring, with mums. And then it goes to other things, and I just put a little sign on my flowers in the front. Ask Roaring Oaks, because I don't want to know. I just want them to look good. So I'm not a green thumb person, not at all. But at least I appreciate flowers. Want to go on to the story, Keeping the Faith?
Yes, it's about writer Elizabeth Kutipov. I hope I pronounced that correctly. But she spoke with Regina in this article and told Regina and shared with us her background and some of her struggles, personal struggles that led to her faith and her outlook and how she has been spreading the word about positivity and just mindful thinking. And she penned a book, Wrapped to God, and she talks about that a bit and her poetry as well.
All right, and I noticed something, which I didn't know was there. Maybe it is there all the time. You've got photographs up this month. It's called The Land of Fire and Ice, and it's at MainStreetPhotoGallery.com. Is that something you feature every month? Because this is the first time I went to it, and it's beautiful. It's great photographs.
We have had a gallery that we started about 2 years before COVID in the office, and we had a couple of shows, or maybe it was 3 years, and then with COVID we, you know, shut it all down and no one was allowed to go anywhere. So last year I was looking at my walls in the office, which were quite bare, and I was feeling homesick, and so I ended up talking to a mutual friend. Krishna Mack is his name. He's the photographer, and he's married to an old friend of mine. And so his photographs are phenomenal. They hike all over Iceland and the world, actually, mountain climbing and just skiing. And he always has his camera with him, so he gets these amazing photographs. And so I reached out to him, and we decided to have a show. And so we've had, since last fall, a show up in the office that, you know, is a contrast of fire and ice. So we have some glaciers, and there's one photograph from the top of the largest mountain in Iceland, including a number of volcanoes as well. For those who remember, about a year and a half ago, there was a volcano going in Iceland that we actually called the tourist volcano. But we have two large-scale images in the office that are from that volcano, which are just phenomenal. And they almost, the one especially feels like three-dimensional when you look at it. And you can see the images on our website or come to the office and see them for yourself.
Iceland. I had a couple of friends go there a couple of years ago for vacation. Mm-hmm. And I said to them, what are you, crazy? Go to a place where it's warm. They came back and said they had the best time ever. And yep. they showed me some of the pictures. And it really is, for such a small place, an amazing, amazing country to visit.
It is. It's been, for the last 20 or so years, one of the most popular places to travel to every year. The tourist, you know, population, you know, soars right now. It's very high. We have next weekend, we have the biggest horse show in the world, in the Icelandic horse world, happening. And so everyone is flocking to Iceland right now. And actually, my mother, my brother, my sister-in-law, Ashley, for those who know Ashley in the office, they just flew to Iceland last night. And but it, in the summertime, you know, we have 24-hour daylight, and if it's good weather, it's fantastic to be there. But you know, it can also snow in the summer. You just never know. But they've been having really fantastic weather, and so it just so happens a lot of my friends are in Iceland right now, traveling and going to the horse show. So I've been feeling homesick lately because thanks to Facebook, you can see everyone's photos.
Well, what's interesting about their vacation, which I didn't realize, is they said, I said, well, I guess you like the rural life. They said, oh, no, there's lots of things that go on in city life that balance that out amazingly well.
Yeah, the city there, Reykjavik, well, it's the whole capital area. It's about 5 or 6 cities kind of that are, you know, take up the whole capital area. And there's always something going on. There's a big cultural element there. There's a huge artist scene there. There's some fantastic art galleries. The music scene, I mean, Iceland is only a country of about 300,000 people, but we've had some, you know, world famous musicians from Björk to currently Kaleo has been touring all over the world. They were in America about 2 weeks ago. And you know, so we're very proud of that. But the music scene in Iceland is fantastic. The food is phenomenal, world class, and obviously a lot of seafood, a lot of, you know, fish related dishes. But it's fantastic. So it just depends what you're into. But Iceland is also very outdoorsy. There's so much outdoor activities to do. So it's just depends what you're looking to do.
All right. Well, once again, I learned a lot about Iceland from my friends that went there, and I've added that to my list of possible go-to places if I ever take a vacation again. Okay, since I started this business, I have made no vacations.
Right.
All right. Well, Main Street Magazine once again is available for free pickup throughout the tri-state region, and also at mainstreetmag.com. Thorne, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds good. See you then.
Take care. Thorne Christendotter, Main Street Magazine, here on Robin Hood Radio. And you can find Main Street Magazine at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio.